Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, hello and good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deborah Vaughn, and I'm coming to you live from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. It's a beautiful Friday morning before a long weekend, and I hope that you've got some wonderful things planned and will enjoy it. I think across North America, Monday's a holiday, whether it's Labor Day or Memorial Day or maybe it's Labor Day in the States, too. I think it used to be called something else, but anyway, it's a day off, and that's what everybody loves to have on this waning summer. It's here in Ontario, you wake up, the mornings are a bit cooler, and the promise of fall is kind of whispering on the air. So, you know, the wheel of the year is starting to turn again, and all you can do is go with it. Well, today is a mixed blessing for me. It's my birthday. And while I appreciate all the well-wishing, already on Facebook I've had so many lovely hellos and happy birthdays, I'm keenly aware of how quickly time is passing. Now, time is a funny thing. When we're younger, one day stretches on like a week. Remember how we'd get bored? When we're younger, it feels like time has a whole different pattern, and there just seems to be too much of it. And when we wish we're older, because we see the teenagers who seem to be able to do so much more and have more fun. And while I don't really wish I was younger, well, maybe by 10 years, each stage of life brings its challenges, and I wouldn't want to walk through some of those things again, you know. Age brings experience, I guess. And even though it would be nice to move around a little bit better without creaking and waking up with the aches and pains, I recognize that I'm wiser because I'm older. And I'm able to help others because of the things I've been through. And I've got to the other side of difficult situations. And, you know, as hard as some of those things were, I am stronger for them. I guess as the years roll on, I'm aware that there are more years behind me than ahead of me, and that gives me pause for thought. I think, okay, how have I spent my time on this planet? What is it that I still want to accomplish? What have I got left to do? And believe me, it's a long list. I'm not going anywhere for a long time. I don't want to be too solemn or on this beautiful day, but I think it's something that kind of chases all of us. Doesn't have to take a birthday to prompt questions about our mortality or the use of our time or why it is that we are on this earth. I knew a lovely woman in one of my parishes who was in her 80s when I first met her. She'd been a war bride. She met and married a Canadian in her native England, and she moved to Canada with him. This is the Second World War. Her life had not been easy, and she was widowed at a young age, left to raise her children as best she could in this country that she didn't know all that well. Now, the church was always a place of great solace. It was a community, and she was a faithful member of the Altar Guild. She'd come by many mornings just to putter in the sanctuary, clean the vessels, just shine things up, make sure everything was looking good for the Sunday service. Sometimes she'd take a break, and I would be met with a cup of tea at my office door, and we'd visit. Doris would tell me stories of her life, the blessings and the hard things that she went through. The one thing that was the constant was her deep faith in God. Every day is a blessing, she'd say, whatever it brings. I know that whatever comes, God will see me through it. God has seen me through it. At her advancing age, Doris was thankful for every day, and she didn't waste a moment of it. If she wasn't at church, she was visiting friends at the nursing home or the hospital, or baking cookies for Sunday, or doing up jams and preserves, or, you know, talking to her grandchildren. She was the most peaceful person I knew, in spite of all that busyness. And I once asked her how it was that she could hold on to that peace in the face of all that she'd encountered. Well, dear, she replied, every day we're in this world is time that we can help make it sweeter for another. I get such a reward going through my day. I don't do a lot, and I get a whole lot more tired than I used to. But as long as I'm here on this planet, each day is dedicated to showing people the love that God has shown me. Now, we all know somebody like Doris, probably, one of those doobies, someone who sees the best in us, who makes the best of a difficult situation, who perseveres regardless, who looks at something squarely and decides to see the blessing, not ignoring or painting a pretty face on it, but plowing in and moving through it anyway. It takes a lot of grit. Now, we never know how much time we have in this life. Young folks die just as old folks do. Life can sometimes be very unfair. But it's the quality of our time that matters in the end, I think. The experiences that we've had, the way in which we've helped others and made a difference, trying as much as possible to stay in that place of love. And we make such a difference in other people's lives when we do. Doris has probably been gone now for at least 20 years, and she's still very much present with me as I speak about her today. I can see her smile, and I can hear that bright British voice in my mind's ear. It still gives me a lift. In a thousand little ways, she made a difference in people's lives, working in the background, beautifying the chapel, offering a bottle of her preserves, shining for everybody to see. She was grateful. And she lived in that place of gratefulness. And that's infectious. That affects me even now, today. That's what I want to be. I want to be like Doris. I want to be that kind of thankful, uplifting person that everybody that meets me will kind of leave a little bit lighter and happier. So when we consider our lives and the impact that we have on people, what do you see? I hope that each day we're moved to help someone, to make life a little easier, to listen to a loved one, to smile at a stranger, do a random act of kindness, and to bring peace wherever we go. You know, God, whom I call love, love has brought us here. Love lifts us and blesses us in our day. And, you know, when we die, we go back to divine love's embrace. I give thanks for the gift of this day, for my birthday, and for the people who have taught me how to love well. A tip of the hat to Doris and to all my beloved family and friends. And a tip of the hat to you for joining me today. I'll be back on Tuesday after the long weekend. Let's take a moment now and offer a prayer. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the promise and the potential of this new day. We ask you to go before us, to smooth the way, to set your angels around us to protect us and to protect everyone that we love. We hold before you the people in our life who need to know healing, help, support, guidance, and direction. We continue to pray for those who are affected by Hurricane Isaac, for those who are waiting for the floods to recede, for those who can return to a normal life after the devastation and the surprise of all that water. And we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of this world and a long weekend ahead and all the good things coming to us. We thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing in the world today. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining me today. I really appreciate that you take time out of your day to check in and hear what I have to say. I hope you've been uplifted and inspired. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you, too. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday morning. You'll see a link there to help us to defray the cost of this broadcast to upgrade our rather elderly equipment so that we can improve our service, improve our ministry to you in this way online. And you'll see a link there. And do join us at holyangelscommunity.com. You'll see more about our little ministry and mission and get some more prayers over there and a chance to join the community. Thank you so much again. You have a wonderful day. God bless. For joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb saying have a fabulous day.